The star of Cherry Pie was one Bobby Brown, who's here tonight.
Yeah. You are gorgeous.
Thank you.
The Cherry Pie video, that was a couple years ago.
24 years ago.
How do you do it? Was it the partying?
I think so. I think it was the meth.
Show Playboy Radio also can be heard on All Things Comedy.
Yellow, it's the Naughty Show on Playboy Radio. Come on.
Come on. That's championship.
I think maybe Buddy Puddin righted that godship for us because Destiny's on our side with a rhyme like that.
I gotta be honest with you, a little upset with you getting on his side.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I told you.
I'm in here battling for our souls, and you're up there agreeing with him.
How dare you act like that's the first time I've thrown this lightning bolt from Mount Olympus.
Guys, real quick, our last guest just told me he just jerked off in the bathroom.
It's normal.
Which means that's another guest that has spilled
Shut
some
up!
Seed
it's a
in our bathroom.
Gas.
Go
gas.
Get him. I want to see real quick if we can get confirmation on this that he
Wait,
beat
did
off
he really say that?
What is it about bathroom that people
happened.
Love to fuck in our bathroom?
Well, I don't know if fucking your hand is fucking.
That's still technically something.
Pull out, guys.
That's still.
Even with your hand.
That's still something.
Safety first.
God, I wonder
now
if
there's
go,
some Lamas DNA.
Do you think
DNA.
He goes top? Do you think he goes top or do you think he goes under? Is he gone?
No, he's out there. I think Sarah's written on him. But he,
yeah, tell Sarah that we're running a show. We want to find out if he beat off in her bathroom real quick. I love how we're working around Sarah's schedule. Are we working around your schedule? I'm trying to find out if Chris beat off in her
Would
bathroom.
Would you stop hitting on him? We have to find out if he ejaculated.
Did he leave? Did he leave?
Yes.
Nobody grabbed him? What are you two?
What?
I have. What? Who are you?
I'm trying to get dick pics from him.
You want dick pics from him? Okay. Is he gone? God, did he say if he beat off in her bathroom?
I just told you he did.
Oh my God.
We got three confirmations on it, Sammy boy. I think it's official.
Okay, word is bam. Real quick, can we get our? It's time for three-star reviews.
Five?
Three-star
reviews. How about five-star one?
Come on, guys. You know the number we like on the star system. It's three.
Okay, Gareth, here we go.
Oh, you're going to give him that to read?
I can't get it on from here.
Give it to me.
Look at how... Oh, wait. I can do that. He read them out of sequence.
Fantastic vision.
Hey, Sammy boy.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Chris.
He did it again, he said.
Chris, seriously. Chris. Did you beat off in our bathroom? Honestly. Be honest with us. This is on the record.
Absolutely.
You beat off in our bathroom.
You promise? Here.
Confirmation.
All right,
dude.
We got it. Nice.
Thank you, Chris. That's two people.
Legend.
He's got a magic penis.
That's great.
Lorenzo Lamas.
Yeah!
You're on the Mount Rushmore.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
I got this shit.
Oh, no.
I hope you brought your reading glasses.
Read. So wait, is it just... Oh, these
the
two. Okay.
The one circled, yeah.
All right. Just jump into it, Sammy?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the one.
Well, you're bringing the energy level down. I'm going to keep it popping.
There you go.
That's right, everybody. It's time for the five-star reviews. This five-star review is titled Vicky. Oh, no, wait. Read that last.
Oh, here it is. Read these ones.
All right, everybody. Stand by. Read that one last. All right, I'm understanding. Here we go, everybody. It's time for the five-star reviews.
Five-star review.
Woo! This one's from Imperial Veteran. Five-star review.
Oh, wait, we did that the last show.
Okay,
just
last show.
Read something else then.
Read something else.
Read that one. Just read the Imperial one.
All right, guys. It's time again for the five-star reviews. You guys know how it works. You leave reviews. If they're five stars, we'll read them.
Just read these two.
All right, everybody. It's time for the five-star reviews.
Stop.
Here we go. All right. The first one. Well, let's start here at number two. Olive Garden from Carbon Bar. Olive Garden better than Ponderosa.
Now note, how many stars is that review?
This review is four stars.
Yeah, not a five star. Why don't you read the rest of it, Gareth?
Okay, Gareth with the pirate R's in the middle. Gareth's talent is like a beautiful flower alone in the middle of a huge rock quarry. I sometimes wonder if there really is a Sam and Vicky, or if Karen's voicing both of them. With the gift from God, I could see him pulling it off. Now it has me wondering if the Renegade was actually in studio. How has that not got 5 stars? That's gold.
Yeah, your fan gave us 4 stars, not 5.
Hey, buddy, it's because of the buttholes. Let's pull the plug already. Coming in at number 1, it's a 5-star review titled Vicky. This one's from Young Daniel 817. I'm assuming that's an area code, Sammy. 2 words, son of a bitch. 2 words, Vicky's butthole. Now that's 5 stars. Now that's our 2 5-star reviews.
Yes, 2. Well, they're not 5-star reviews.
Well,
and the guy who gave us 4, do we even send him anything?
9 stars total.
I think we got it.
No,
some.
Absolutely not.
I'll tell you what, I'll go hang out with that guy. We're not even a postcard.
Now, let me ask that guy this. If you were voicing Sam and I, wouldn't we
be funnier? Oh, let's hear your voice of us. This should be great. Make me depressed.
Huh? No, I'm not going to do impressions.
Why?
I'm not ready. I haven't done my mouth warm-ups.
I haven't done your mouth warm-ups?
I told you, I'll pull a tongue. Yeah. No, it's not that easy.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm a little upset that you're...
You want to hear... they're not going to be good.
Okay, we're not asking for Picasso's.
You don't want paintings?
No, I'm not asking for perfect art. I'm asking for the best you got. Let's go Vicky first.
What are you even doing?
Just go with it.
Go with what? What's happening right now?
Go with it.
Just go with it.
Oh, my God. It sounds just like you.
Just go with it. Oh. Wait.
Okay, let's play a game.
Wait,
real
we're
Vicky
impersonating?
Are we really?
We're impersonating
each other?
Yeah, she's doing you. He's doing you.
Oh, my God. I love that.
I'm like, okay. Now, I'm going to point to Vicky, and you just start talking, and then we're going to have everybody guess real Vicky or fake Vicky.
Ooh, Sam, did you get the notes I sent you?
Okay. And then here's another Vicky.
Or did you ignore him like you always do?
Okay. I can't tell the difference. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, guys. Great show today. Who have we got? Who have we got here? Who have we got? We have Chuck Ludwig.
Not very good.
No, that's not very you. Good.
Hey, it's well written.
Yeah, it's well written, but didn't sound anything like it. Oh, shut up, Elf. Now, listen. Let me hear. That doesn't sound like me.
That sounds nothing like me.
Doesn't sound nothing.
Today we're raising money for Dysmexmia.
That wasn't that great, man. That really wasn't that great.
Can we just live in the Vicky?
All right.
Can we just do that?
Vicky, I thought he did you well, and you got upset about it.
Oh, that's what she said.
Sarah, I didn't mean to call you an elf. You know I love you. Okay.
Wow.
You guys know we used to do 5-star reviews on this show.
Yeah,
we just did them. We used to do top 5 stories.
Yeah.
And then we just got so busy we couldn't do it. Well, you know what? I decided, let's just bring in the masters. Please welcome to the show a new segment we're going to do every couple weeks. They got a great series on YouTube. It's called Bad News Weekly. You can check it out. It's YouTube Bad News. Please welcome to the show our good new friend. Please welcome Chuck Ludwig, everybody. Chuck, you there?
Hey, everybody.
Chuck, the crowd's going crazy. So,
Reverend Hoodie, I was having a lot of reservations about this.
Well, I appreciate you calling and sticking with us, even though we're all going to burn in hell. Tell us about Bad News real quick.
Bad News is a weekly YouTube show we do. But basically, like, 60 Minutes was on a lot of acid and maybe some barbiturates. That's kind of the vibe we go for on the show.
So that's kind of the show that we like here on The Naughty Show. We like it a little crazier, not so formal. And so we asked you, you know, tell us about your top 5 stories that's happened this week, and we'll see how many we can get to.
All right. Let's start it off. In women's wear, a company in Japan has introduced a new bra, the True Love Tester, that only unhooks when the wearer is sexually aroused. It works by detecting the wearer's heart rate. Yeah, and it uses a smartphone app that kind of hooks in with... Which is it's a great idea because, you know, when you get down to the point where you're with a woman, and you're taking all her clothes off, and it's time to unhook the bra, you definitely want to make sure your smartphone app is on board with that.
It's a great product.
The subtext is we're saying women shouldn't be allowed to be turned on in public.
No, not at all.
No, women. Save that for your home.
It could also be a perhaps a rape deterrent, because as we know, no one has ever been raped with a bra on, ever, in the history of the universe. It's a known fact.
And I love the thought that a rapist will stop if he can't get the bra off. It's like, give me the nut! Man, I'm going home. You're lucky!
Just don't get too nervous, ladies.
You're lucky.
That thing will fly right off.
I feel the Japanese are just so bored that they just constantly keep coming up with new weird shit sexually.
They should get all that nuclear waste out of the ocean.
Yeah, isn't that how Godzilla comes, by the way? Isn't that the story of Godzilla? All right, next story.
This one comes from overseas. A judge in England has reprimanded a jury when it couldn't control its laughter while listening to the details of a case from a, here's a technical term, sheep fucker.
Oh, wow.
Yes. The accused, Paul Lavelle, a 61-year-old IT professional, is also accused of fellatio with multiple cows.
Fellatio?
I was confused, too, because I was like, wait, cows don't have dicks.
Yeah, right?
That's an utter thing. But, yes, the incident happened while two people were on a picnic, and they were watching. They looked over, and Mr. Lavelle was over there. First goes up to a cow and tries to get the cow to suck his wiener. When he's spurned by the cow, then goes over to a nearby sheep and proceeds to make sweet, sweet love to the rear of that farm animal.
The sheep always put out. The sheep it's always true, put out. They never care. They're just like,
they're
yeah.
the whores of the animal kingdom.
They really are the whores.
Who has ever heard of a cow giving a blowjob? That's not
that
even
incredibly
like
dangerous.
Like what?
It seems incredibly dangerous.
Oh my God. If I could just see this reenacted on some kind of like ID channel or something like that.
With the real guy who did it.
It's funny you say that, Sam, because what got the biggest laugh from the jury was when the judge asked one of the witnesses to reenact the action Mr. Lavelle was doing to the sheep.
That is great. I would Very. Love. Can we get the score, the court sketches of this?
Oh my God.
All right, next story. Next story.
Okay, so say you're a former Brazilian race car driver living in Florida and facing 26 charges of mail fraud. Do you A, dismiss 6 different defense attorneys, B, represent yourself, or C, insist that the judge and jurors watch a tape of you and your wife having sex, or D, all of the above?
Oh, it's D. It's a beautiful
be D.
It's Did the Florida tip it off? Did Florida, was that the giveaway on that one?
Florida's always all of the above.
Oh, that is hilarious. So what he's trying to say is that their marriage isn't fake, right? And his proof is he wants everybody to see how much lovemaking he does with his wife.
Yes, and it's a classic defense. Atticus Fitch was going to use it in To Kill a Mockingbird. It's a long, old-school defense. People love it.
That is
And furthermore, I looked up this man, Rogerio Scotton, on Twitter. I'm his third follower. And he's got an Indiegogo account, which is great. But in the description for the Indiegogo account, he just asked you to wire him money to a bank account number.
I love to beg my wife.
Do you think that we could get him on the show? Like, we do call in with him to see if we can get him to talk about his defense?
If you followed his Twitter handle, you would double it today. So it would be very – I think he would appreciate
– I think we're going to do that. I think we're going to do that.
Every bit of help he could get.
Hey, Chuck, we want you to do this every week. This was awesome. Sorry that our 5-star reviews went a little long. But we'll have you in the next week, and we'll do it. And it's an awesome – I love your videos. That's YouTube.com/badnews. Check it out. It's going to be available on naughtyshow.net as soon as GoDaddy stops screwing with our website. It will be up. We're going to push you all your products and hope you get some views. And we look forward to doing this again, ma'am.
Awesome. Likewise.
Thanks, Chuck, for
Thank
calling
you, Chuck.
In, dude. That was
Bye,
awesome.
Chuck.
Thank you so much.
And you can follow them at Bad News Weekly on Twitter and the host at Chuck Ludwig.
Do you guys think that it's just like people are getting weirder, or do we just have access to knowing the weird shit that they're doing?
Access.
Okay. Hey, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm so excited about our next guest. She's gorgeous. I'm going to let her biggest fan introduce her. How about that one?
Oh, Sammy, that's a lot of pressure. Well,
Let's talk about.
Well, okay. Well, listen. Guys, our next guest is very special. She is definitely a legend.
With the paparazzi's here and everything.
Now, when MTV used to actually play music videos, there was a transformational video, thank you everybody, called by Warrant, called Cherry Pie. Now, I, as a young boy, remember watching this video and having my mind blown. I was over at Peter Hansen's place.
Were you like Chris in the bathroom, pulling on your dick?
I was not. Well, listen, that's not for her intro. Please, Sam, let's keep this nice and clean. The star of Cherry Pie was one Bobby Brown, who's here tonight to promote her book, Dirty Rocker Boys, but also is one of the stars of True TV's hit show, probably coming back, Ex-Wives of Rock. Give it up for the iconic Bobby Brown.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was
Bobby
awesome.
Brown.
Hi.
He loves you.
Aww.
I love the Ex-Wives of Rock.
Thank you.
And when Breaking Bad was on, people were like, you watching Breaking Bad? I was like, no. I am watching Billy on the Street and the Ex-Wives of fucking Rock.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So
you're
up against Breaking Bad?
That's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
say something's going to blow your mind.
Breaking Bad is good.
No.
What?
She's on Tinder.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Getting right into it, Sammy.
He's a Tinder superstar.
I have deleted my Tinder. You just keep saying that, yeah.
Why'd you delete your Tinder?
Because it's stupid.
I'm about to delete my Tinder.
It was stupid. It was stupid.
How do you
It's
know?
A fun game.
Why, you got your feelings hurt?
No, I think it ruins the way you look at the real world. It breaks it down to such a base level of swiping yes or no.
Okay.
That I felt
well,
that it was...
did you ever say no? You just carpet bombed.
I sometimes would go to cities where I didn't know anybody and I was lonely and I would like to have a cup of tea and chat with a lady. I would maybe do what
maybe
we
have
call
some
carpet
cherry
bombing.
Pie?
Maybe have a little cherry pie, a slice of pie, some tea.
Hmm.
I love how he's defending himself.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
You were Miss Teen USA 1987.
Miss Teen Louisiana USA.
You are gorgeous.
Thank you.
I cannot believe that you were the woman in the cherry pie video, because that was a couple years ago.
24 years ago.
Wow. It's unbelievable.
Thank you.
When I saw you at the rock show at the Improv.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And Garrett's good friend Dean Del Rey introduced you to me. I was like, that's not her. That's got to be your daughter. No, and it's you. How do you do it?
Thank you. Oh, God. I don't know.
Cherry pie, right?
Yeah. Lots of cherry pie.
Was it the partying?
I think so. I think it was the meth.
The meth?
Yeah, it had to be the meth.
I met a couple. Meth people go either really like Walking Dead zombie bad or they never grow old. You're like black. You don't crack.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, you could use that. I made that up.
I will.
Holy shit. You are amazing.
Thanks.
Did you do a lot of meth?
I did.
A lot?
A lot.
Now,
yeah.
Here's the thing about meth. I think men and women are different when they do meth. Yeah. Men, when they do meth, they want to watch pornography and it gets creepy.
Yeah, right.
Every girl I've ever met that was a meth head said all she wanted to do was clean.
And or glue shit to things.
Yeah, they love doing like
crafts.
They go Bob Vila, this old house.
Your place looks great. Look at all those dioramas.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Ever since I quit meth, I've been really focused.
What's the longest you stayed up?
10 days.
10
holy shit
days.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many? Your voices must have been hearing voices at that point.
Oh my God. They were. I remember I would jump at like invisible monsters, like, oh my God, you guys see that? Like, there was nothing there. It was pretty creepy.
What was it? Just like you started doing coke, you're doing a lot of coke.
And then switched it up, yeah.
And then someone goes, hey man, try this, man. It's this new cool thing the kids do. It's called meth.
Yeah, well, somebody just said, at least you'll be able to leave in the daytime. Because, you know, with coke, you just want to like plaster the walls and you like make out with creepy people and talk about shit that doesn't matter from your childhood for
18
days.
Oh, you got plans? You got business plans?
Yeah, right. You're going to help me out with my career or whatever. All that stuff. So then they're like, try the meth. You'll lose weight and you'll get out in the daytime. I'm like, oh, killer.
Oh, did you go out a lot on meth? Were you just walking?
I shopped. I was a shopper. Just shopped my ass off. I would buy $100 worth of stuff at the gas station.
Now, you won Miss Teen Louisiana. And I got to be honest with you. I find women from Louisiana to be the classiest chicks who are also down to get a little freaky if they have to. Every girl I've ever met from Louisiana were like, hi, y'all. And it was like very formal with a southern draw, but they weren't afraid to get a little nasty.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not frigid. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love them. I love them. So when you won Miss Teen
Louisiana.
Yes. Did you immediately move to LA right after that?
Yeah, I did. I was a senior in high school. So I was like second runner up for Miss Teen USA. And I said that's what I wanted to do was be a model. And so I moved out as soon as I graduated.
And you just went right to the big leagues.
I mean, I never had to get a part-time job. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
You never had to bag groceries?
No.
Never? Didn't work at Pink Dot?
I had to bag other things.
Oh.
Oh. No, I'm kidding. No, I never.
No, they weren't bagged.
They weren't bagged. We were raw dogging. It was 87.
Gross. No. I graduated high school in 87.
In 97?
87.
Yeah, 87. Yeah. So you came out, mm-hmm. and that was like, was rock still king, or was it starting to fade at that point?
No, it was definitely still the hair band still going. It wasn't until like, I think it was like 92 or 93 that grunge took over.
Yeah. We'll get into that a little later. Oh, okay. We'll call that the dark years.
Oh, okay.
But let's start from the rock years.
Okay.
You're 18, 19, just moved out here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get carded when you were going into the club? Did they ever stop you? Go, hey, I need to see.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And did you have a fake ID?
I did. I totally did.
I cannot believe they stopped you.
Yeah, but I mean, I kind of got clout right in the beginning, so then I would just cruise past and never get carded.
Why'd you get clout?
I just acted like I owned it, you know? Like, I just did. It was weird back then, you know? I just, you know, walked up to the front of the line and was all like, yeah, I own this bitch. And they
move, the owner's here.
Yeah, yeah.
Move out of the way, yeah. Idiot.
It was weird. I had this unearned ego and, like, entitlement, like, pfft. I don't know.
Yeah, but you were smoking hot.
I think that's what it was. People were acting weird because I was attractive.
At what age did you realize that people wanted to get down your pants and you could get shit for them for doing that?
Here, not in Louisiana.
Nobody was trying to get down your pants? They were like, oh, well, we'll wait till that young lady reached that ripe old age of 18.
Yeah, I just don't think, they're just not the same as it is here, for sure. You know?
It's a lot more predatorial.
Here? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not in Louisiana?
Not really.
Really?
Well, in Louisiana, like, did they really have anything
manners.
She would want?
It's no Jersey, yeah. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, definitely
I'm
not.
I'm sure not.
I had a cop stalk me in high school. That was about it. That was weird.
In Louisiana?
Yeah.
That's a good cop right there.
In Louisiana, you probably where you're from, there was probably like one cop in the whole city.
Pretty
so
much.
You had law enforcement.
There is now.
Everyone.
Bobby, I understand there's an emergency. No, there's not. Oh.
No.
Well, yeah. If I'll wait until there is one, perhaps.
I would try to sneak out and he would be like following me and I'm like, God. Damn.
Oh, Bobby, the reason why I pulled you over, you're too smoking hot. It's illegal.
Oh my God.
So you come out here. Where's your favorite stomping ground? Where was the place to be? Whiskey, the Key
Spice,
Club.
The Key Club was later. It was like Spice and what was it?
I've been banned from the Whiskey. I got banned from the Whiskey. I got banned from the Key Club.
What was that? It's like a Chinese restaurant now on Sunset. What is that?
Oh, Mr. Miyagi. No, it's across the street.
You know
what
I'm talking
about. It's Pink Taco now.
Yeah, but it was.
It was. Man.
Starts with an R.
The Roxy.
No.
By the way, my friend said the first time she came to Los Angeles, she went, and I believe it was the Roxy. She went there and she saw Queen Latifah finger blasting Jada Pinkett.
I can believe that.
Oh, my God.
I can believe that.
That sounds totally plausible.
Yeah. That makes the shooting of Baps all the more interesting.
Oh!
I feel like we should have a buzzer.
You're putting it in context.
Yeah. So you come out here, you start hanging out with rock. And who was the big, it was all the big stars at that time.
Yeah.
Motley Crue.
Yeah. I mean, celebrities kind of just hung out and went to clubs back then. And Granville was the happening place where I
went. Where's Granville?
That was Peanuts on Santa Monica.
Peanuts, where the trannies all hang
That's
out.
That's right. Trannies.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. We did, that was a Voyeur
girls,
for a
girls,
while.
Girls.
That was where Voyeur was. We did an Audi show there.
Yep.
And I used to live down there and it just drive by and it was just fucking tranny town.
Yeah, totally still is.
And this was before trannies?
There were trannies there.
Yeah, because you couldn't tell from the hair. Everybody had hair.
Even the guys. Yeah, long as mine was.
How many guys here when they first saw the Poison CD goes, oh, man, those chicks are hot? Anybody?
Oh, I thought they were ugly.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, ew. And they all had that same pose in the middle. Yep. You know, that whole pucker in the middle. I was like, ew, God, they're hideous.
So you weren't into Poison?
Uh-uh.
Because there was this, I read the Motley Crue book, and there was this whole thing that Poison was the one who, the worst band, but had the hottest groupies.
That's so weird. Yeah, they're not that great, and they did have a lot of hot groupies.
Why do girls like crap art?
I don't, but I don't know.
Who are you a lady friend of? What band?
I loved Motley Crue when I was in high school.
Oh, my God. So you come to L.A.
Yeah.
And you love Motley Crue.
I said Tommy Lee was going to be who I lost my virginity to.
Really? So you're like, hey, back that double-decker limousine into this carport. It should fit for the first time.
When we were looking for houses together, I did go, you want to hear a crazy story? He was like, yeah. And I told him that. He was like, oh, no fucking way. You know?
So you come to L.A., are you looking for Motley Crue? You're like,
no,
I got to see where they are. You just go to the clubs.
Yeah, I just was going out, and they kind of sought me out, really, and I was booking videos, like, you know, modeling jobs, so that's kind of how I got into that circuit.
What was that whole, because that's one of my favorite genres of art. I always feel that the late 80s, early 90s does not get enough respect for how incredible the music was coming out, because you had like great heavy metal, mm-hmm. glam metal. You had the beginning of like hip hop from, you know, N.W.A. and all that stuff, and it never gets any kind of respect. So the music scene in L.A. must have been insane at that time.
It was a decadent time that honestly I've never quite seen, you know, relived since. It was an amazing time, like to be in a part of that scene, and fun and off the hook and just. It was good times. I mean, clearly, but rough too. But yeah, and I've never seen it, you know, again. But it's just, it was awesome.
Now you're on an awesome show called The Ex-Wives of Rock.
Yep.
And Gareth is a huge fan. Now,
that's
tell us,
funny.
Oh, look, Shannon Tweed only narrates the fucking thing.
She came to one of my comedy shows. She used to give me Christmas gifts because I
sounded like crystal meth. Sorry, no. It sounded like the start.
Was
of crystal
that the
meth.
Gift?
Okay. No, wasn't the gift.
No, keep going. I'm
she
sorry.
Actually was a very nice person.
She is nice.
Who, her and her husband came to a show that I did, and I used to have a bit called Stripper in a Wheelchair. And it was a classic, and everyone begged for it. And I did Stripper because I'm like, oh my God, Gene Simmons here. I got to rock Stripper in a Wheelchair. So I do Stripper in a Wheelchair.
And there's other comics behind you like, he's going to do it. He's doing it.
Awesome.
He's going to do it. He's going to do it. It's like I'm pointing where I'm hitting the home run. Yeah. So I go, okay, Stripper in a Wheelchair. Because I used to be the guy at my level who would close out all the shows. So I do Stripper in a Wheelchair. I get done. Place goes crazy. Gene Simmons comes up to me and goes, let me ask you something. Do you do that bit all the time? I go, yeah. He goes, you're going to burn in hell. And just walk
oh
right
my
out.
God.
I'm like, coming from a Jew who doesn't believe in hell? That's pretty sweet, man.
Oh, my God.
But she was always so nice, man. She used to come in. What's the show about, Gareth? Why don't you guys tell me what the show is? I haven't seen
Bobby,
it yet, but
you and I as co-EPs.
Together.
I want to hear what you think the show's about.
The show's basically about four women who live sort of the life that Bobby is talking about, where they, you know, hung out with a lot of the hair bands, a lot of them married rock stars, and sort of at this phase in their life have found themselves in a new chapter. And I'll tell you what they're doing, Sam, is they're leaning on each other for friendship, for tension, for good, fun, you know, girls' night outs. And it's really just sort of about the growth of this bond. You know, come hell or high water. Look, is Blue out of line sometimes? Sure, Blue's a little out of line sometimes. She gets like that. But at the end of the day, at its core, it's about love.
They're very good.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's exceptional.
He's a huge
Yay.
Fan.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed. I have to say, I'm impressed.
Thank now, you. How do you, now these shows like this, Real Housewives and all that stuff, there's a lot of pitting against each other and a lot of... Does that go on this show?
Uh-uh. You guys Our show's not scripted because we've known each other for 20 years. There's, you know, genuine camaraderie. And we don't we don't, it's not pro, let's fight and rip each other's hair out. I mean, if somebody's annoying, we'll be like, you're fucking annoying. Like, it's genuine. And, but mostly we're supporting and uplifting each other as friends. I mean, yeah, we have our moments because we're like family. You know?
Do you guys wingman for each other? You go out,
hell
you're looking
yeah.
for some good looking young men
yeah.
and just make some bad decisions with?
Oh, I was the loser first season. I picked the, I was the one making the wrong choices. Yeah.
Now, if your friend, right.
But you've risen above it.
I have.
Tell us about it. Tell us about
it. It was a relationship she doesn't want to get into right now. It was the wrong time. Yep. It was the wrong guy.
Yeah, that's right.
What was wrong with the guy? What happened?
Baggage, everything. Baby. Baggage. Everything. Okay? Not only everything. Did they share a place, they shared the baggage. Keep moving, Sam. We don't want to relive the past.
Oh,
baby.
So you guys live together?
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
Come on, Sam. Like I said, we don't want to talk about it.
I moved out by the end of the season.
Yep.
That way. I moved
over.
In and moved out.
Moved in and out. We
you
were done with him.
Moved in with him on episode 2, moved out by episode 12?
Yep.
That's crazy.
We got our stuff and we left. We were over.
Yeah, we did.
We did not like it.
We.
Did you see it coming, Gareth? Did you think this... What is
she
doing?
She saw it
What's
coming. Bobby,
Bobby
knew it was coming. Okay?
Could you see that in my eyes? You could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
She used to jump out of the way of monsters, jumping out of the walls. She was avoiding the elephant in the room. She recognized it.
You used to jump away from monsters in the room?
Oh, invisible monsters. That was back in my meth days. Yeah.
The meth days.
Yeah.
The meth. A lot of people, I just feel now people are starting to admit that they did meth. Like Dean Del Rey admitted
it to me.
A lot more
people... do it than you think.
I've always said if you do enough cocaine, you will eventually do meth.
Yeah. Because
they're like, hey, did you like coke? Well, guess what? Our scientists in the laboratory, we've made it better. We yeah. did everything else. Welcome to coke 3.0.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa,
scary.
No trip? No nothing?
It's that yeah. great coke taste, but you're able to go outside.
Oh my so you gosh. Have to do it as often?
No, not even.
It.
Not no.
Like you do, you hit it and then,
like
then you're
one,
good for
once every
do you smoke
six
it?
Out,
you can do it. I mean, like I've heard that you could do whatever you want, whenever you want.
You can do it however.
Good research, Sam.
Good, he's out. He's
smoke
not.
Smoke it, snort it, shoot it. You can do it however you want. Eat it, whatever.
Eat it.
I've had friend. I had a friend
hit
of mine.
Hot rails. Oh yeah, put it up your ass. All of it.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Word.
Okay. Okay, drug addicts. This is an NA meeting. Let's slow it down real quick. All right? What are we going to do? Seventh tradition all of a
right,
sudden?
Right.
Let's slow down here for 2 seconds, okay? Don't get me wrong. I want to hear about hot rails.
Oh, God. Those are scary.
Good time.
Did a lot of guys do coke off of body parts?
Not mine, no.
Nobody wanted to do coke off your anything?
Yeah, they wanted to, but I wasn't, yeah.
That wasn't your thing?
Yeah.
Did you do coke off of guys' body parts?
No.
You just weren't a body coke person?
Yeah.
Nothing?
Nope.
Wow.
No, I was like, yeah, no.
It just seems like it would be everywhere, and it just seems like it would be part of the party.
The body parts? I don't know.
Get that a little bit. A little bit. I mean, there's a table everywhere.
Yeah, like...
If
some guy offered, oh, hey, do you want to do a line off my dick? I'd be like, no.
No.
Gross. No.
It's that cop from Louisiana.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. It's from Evanston.
No. Yeah.
How's high school?
So fucking funny. My God. Very quick. Okay. Why do women always deny being groupies? You ever meet a girl? Oh, I'm not a groupie.
I deny it because I wasn't. I was married to it and engaged to it, so I don't really feel like that was a groupie, and I didn't seek them out. But
then do you sort of look at other women who would kind of be hanging around as groupies, and it is sort of a bad
thing? I used to shoot them with super soakers.
Really?
Yeah. They'd be like out front, like showing their tits, and like, ah! We called them...
Outside your house?
No. At a concert, yeah. And we'd give them pee passes, pussy pass, because they would do anything to get backstage. And so I would get super soakers and shoot them from the side of the stage. Like, they'd be taking their tops off. And those things are strong, too.
I'm sure, like, the guys in the band are like, oh, no, now their tits are soaking wet.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would just, if they had to be on someone's shoulders, I would just shoot them off from the side. Yeah.
Game of Thrones style?
Yeah, but I wasn't allowed to do that. I did that
you
secretly.
Said, fuck you.
Yeah.
My husband's running this fucking shit.
Yeah, it was my pastime.
Yeah, but you had to know that, like, it's just like, ladies who marry basketball players, it's like... Yeah.
You know what? When you're young, you think that, you know, oh, I'm special too, and they'll change for me, and, you know, I'm hot, and whatever. Same shit. Yeah.
But men and women can see the difference between love and sex. Women associate both. Men can be
yes.
like, I love you.
That's what my ex-husband told me.
But I want to bone a bunch of other people. But I love you.
That's what my ex-husband told me. Like, I didn't mean I don't love you, and all this stuff. And I was like, ah! So freaked out. I was like, you wouldn't want to do that if you loved me.
Was Coke just everywhere, everywhere, all the time?
I would walk into a club and, like, the owner or somebody, anybody would walk up and be like, hey, Bob, and, like, you know, pass it to me just right away. I never had to pay for it. It was awesome.
Do you never pay for Coke?
So
if I ask you how
it
much
does sound amazing.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. If I said, hey, how much was an 8-ball back today? You're like,
I have no idea.
A mirror? I don't know.
You'd be like Rain Man with a candy bar. I don't know, about $100?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, totally. I don't know.
Gareth, you're on fire.
That
boss.
Would be the best. The idea, and it's just obviously not healthy, but the idea if you're in the rhythm of going out and just being handed fucking blow and getting in everywhere for free.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've struggled with my own problems with drugs and alcohol,
Sammy.
And I've done a lot of programs in my life, and I just got to be honest with you. I feel for attractive women because it's like guys are constantly throwing booze and drugs at you all the time. Like me, I've talked about how I've gotten robbed by the same hooker twice trying to find drugs because nobody's, hey, Triple, nobody wants to give gorilla tits over here a fucking free 8-ball. You know what I'm saying? I have to drive around and I got robbed by the same chick twice.
Oh my God. Gorilla van.
The second time I'm like, okay, there's no way she's so soulless that she would do this to a guy twice. Boom, gone with my money. Motherfucker.
Wrong.
Shit.
Yeah, hot girls are like Chris Farley. They're just going to get coke and fucking booze everywhere they go.
Everywhere they go. That
Bless
should be
heart.
A say.
Yeah.
Bless his heart. Yeah. Now, do you remember any of the what's the craziest after party? Was there one where you're just like...
Craziest after party?
This
God.
This was the craziest one we've ever done.
There's so many. There was one I was just telling my wife the other day that I went to. Who is the guy that sang Thong Song?
Oh, Cisco.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. You went to Cisco's dollhouse.
You're gonna tell me a Cisco party was the craziest one?
Yeah. I was at a club, and then I was with a producer that did Belle Biv DeVoe, and he's white. He was in Crazy Town, and Cisco invites us to a birthday party for Ja Rule at his house.
This is amazing already.
Yeah. So we get there. It's at the top of Mulholland, and we get there, and I'm like the only white person. Me and my girlfriend, the only white people there. And it's like three levels of mansion, like one whole house, and then you walk downstairs and another whole mansion, and then you walk downstairs, another one. And on every level, they had like different class hookers. Like
I've
the
heard
first,
of this.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah,
like really?
Yeah, like they have like you know A team hookers who are like you know shooting pool and like those are the pretty expensive ones and I was like what the fuck's going on here? And then you go down to the second floor and then they have like the one with like one tooth and the wig half off like oh you want me to suck your dick like
they ain't playing pool
whoa.
Is they?
Yeah, like
they told me the pool table ain't working.
Yeah, like and we're like whoa what the fuck did we just walk into and like you know. Somebody's jacket got stuck in someone's ass. Like, it was just crazy, just like pulling shit out. It was nuts. She's putting her wig back on, going, you guys want some ecstasy? And they're like, oh my God. It was crazy. And then the third level was like the kitchen
just
where.
Just trannies.
Yeah, totally. And, well, and his dad. Like, cooking up a whole slew of like soul food. All like, you want some, like, we're like, no, in a robe, like with one slipper with a, like a shuffle. It was kind of crazy. It was just nuts. Wow.
Cisco's dad's cooking at the after party.
Yeah.
Where there's multiple layers of hookers.
Here, go feed this mush to the girls on level two. They can't
crazy.
Chew so good because they got no teeth.
And they were walking around naked, like with a limp and all fucked up. And, you know, it's crazy. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. How many nights out of the year would you say you were going out at the peak?
A lot. Like 4 or 5.
4 or 5 a week.
Yeah.
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 What nights were downtime? Was there certain nights like Sunday nights,
there
stay at home?
Certain nights, no. Unfortunately, there weren't. Yeah, it was pretty, you know, happening back then. Like there was always something to do. Like, you know, pretty much, I think the weekends were the lamest actually. It was like Monday night was cool. Yeah, right? Like Tuesday, Thursday were cool. Yeah.
How many different rock stars have you dated?
Okay. I've never actually made a list.
Can we think of it?
I don't know if we should do that now.
Yeah, why not? Okay.
Read the book.
Give us the highlights. What
read
are
the
highlights?
The freaking book.
We're going to read the book. We're going to have a reading session here.
Oh, God.
Just one day where we just read the book.
Oh, great.
Just everybody reading.
Everybody read the book.
And we have a reenactment. We're going to push the book. We're going to push the book.
Yes.
Dirty Rocker Boys.
Love and Lust on the Sunset Strip. How do you like that voice? It's a good voice.
It's good, yeah.
It's a good voice.
Are you going to do a book
on
tape?
You look so great.
I am. Thank you. I am going to do a book
on tape. I love audio
with that voice.
Yeah, I'm going to do it, and it'll be like me telling the story, like I'm, you know, talking. And I think that'll be fun and awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the move.
Yeah, I'm doing that next, actually.
Yep.
Now, when a girl goes backstage, is there a certain expectation of if you're coming back here, shit's going to get crazy?
It depends on what your pass looks like.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, remember we put pee passes that so everybody would know, like, if a girl was back there with a pee pass, that means she blew all the
roadies.
Yes, to get back there. And then they treated them not so nicely. And it was just a weird, you know, it was a weird control thing.
It's like Starfleet, but with blowjobs.
It was kind of, yeah, it was kind of gross. They did some really
Star Wars. Yeah. If a girl's walking around with a red uniform on, you know she's about to die.
Sucked all the roadies' dicks, Captain.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. There's some Motley Crue did some really funky shit to girls backstage.
Oh, really?
Did that make you feel weird when you would kind of see that shit going on?
They wouldn't really do that in front of me, kind of, but
would they just look back and they just close the door so slowly?
Like, they didn't really care, but I wasn't like all, yeah, fuck her, dude. Like, yeah! Like, I
that's just awesome!
Yeah, I would just walk in and be like, oh,
I forgot my keys! Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, wow. or heckle, which was never the fun thing. Like, Nikki would kick me out. She has to leave because I'd heckle him and laugh at him like, haha, you have a pathetic penis. And he would get mad at me.
Supportive.
He would get mad at me,
he's
yeah.
like, that's distracting the girl who sucked all those dicks.
Yeah.
Come on.
I was the heckler. One time he jumped off the stage to do a stage dive, and it was when he was at his heaviest, and everybody backed away, and he hit the floor, and jumped up and did one of those, like, oh, shit.
Hey,
and
I meant to do it.
I had to leave because he couldn't. Like,
you couldn't stop laughing?
Yeah. I wasn't even allowed backstage because he knew that if he saw me, that it would be on. It'd be like, oh. So, yeah, that was bad.
Be fucking horrible.
I was screaming Free Willy about down the hall. Yeah, it was mean, but I love Nikki. Nikki's cool. Yeah,
he goes to jump out.
Everybody moved. Nobody caught him. It was so weird. You know how you try to do a save? You jump up. Yeah. Like, oh shit! Hey, he was so mad. He
there
ran off stage.
There it is. There's that thing. Found it.
He got
found
off
the
stage.
Thing.
Yeah.
Found right. the thing, guys.
Had to jump in.
Well, that was close. Thank God no one caught me. They might have crushed the thing.
Yeah.
Let's keep playing.
No, he didn't want to play. He ran off stage.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you guys. Let me tell you. Nobody got in fights with the audience more than Motley Crue.
Yeah.
One of my first concerts ever was Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood.
Oh, wow.
And I remember going there so excited. Oh, my God, Dr. Feelgood. And I was so excited to see that. And they're rocking out. And all of a sudden, Vince Neil's like, oh, really? You think you're tough? And
they
jumped in a whack. Yep. I'm like, oh my God. He's like, yeah, who's the pussy now? Crying baby. Everybody's a crying baby.
God,
like,
they were so drunk.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. They were so drunk. They would throw bottles at the audience. Jesus. Get sued. Shit. Like, yeah. Yeah. Like, well, you fucking pussy. Crack somebody over the head. Like, what the fuck? Who does that? Yeah.
Did you ever try to put out your own album?
I had a record deal, actually, with Zomba Jive. Before Britney Spears, and I got pregnant, and then I got dropped, and I got to keep the advance. Mike's husband was really pissed, though. He was like, I can't believe you get a record deal. I, like, walk up and down Hollywood Boulevard with my guitar over my back for 2 years, and, you know, and you do Star Search, and they're like, hi, would you like a record deal?
Oh, you were on Star Search?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you win anything?
I won more times than anybody in any category of that show. The
history
of that
show.
Wow. Yeah.
Did you sing?
No.
What did you do? Just stand there and look
hot? I read a teleprompter. It was the spokesmodel, yeah.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
When did you realize you were hot?
I don't know. I lost 100,000. I lost the final episode.
To who? Sucked. Who beat you?
Some whoever. Where'd she go? I don't know.
That's like when the Bushman beat, who was the comic? The comic from Saturday Night Live who did Weekend Update.
Oh, Dennis Miller.
No, the really deadpan
Sinbad
one.
Sinbad beat Norm Dennis McDonald. Miller, though, right?
Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
The Bushman beat Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
As international.
I think it was better to lose on that show.
It's always better to lose.
Isn't it? It's like the same with X Factor. Yeah.
American Idol's kind of like that, too. Totally. There's a lot of runners up that have way bigger careers.
I was freaked out about X Factor last year because Tate Nation won. I was like, what the fuck? some guy country singer won. And I was like, oh, my God, over this amazing young talent. And I was like, Tate Nation? Really?
Tate?
That's what our country has come to. Tate Nation has
dude,
won.
Dude, it's a redneck country. The
yeah, but it
one,
bothers me to know that.
The number one show is Duck Dynasty.
Stop it. I don't watch TV, so.
You don't even watch your own show?
I do watch my own show, I have to say.
Yep.
I do.
Same here, girl. Same
Word.
Here, girl.
Word. High five.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Look at you. You high-fived your friend.
Yeah. There's oh, no
need to. There's no need to talk to me like a goddamn baby. I'm a grown-ass man with a mustache.
I'm a grown-ass woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a couch full of grown-ass people.
That's right.
Now, was there any musician or rock star where, like, people would never have guessed what kind of partier they were or what crazy sex fiend they were? Maybe like, oh, my God, Elvis Costello just loved the bone, like, threesomes all the time. And was there anybody who would, like, blow your mind, you couldn't believe it?
I don't know. I mean, you know, a lot of those were, you know, potential hookups that didn't go to fruition because I was a one-man freak show on my drug. So they turned out into great stories for my book, but... yeah, they didn't get the follow-up. So I can't really say. I mean, I've heard rumors. I don't know of any particular that I was participating in that I was like, oh, my God, this is fucking crazy.
I heard Cisco's dad is into fucking with one sandal on. Is that true?
That's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read that.
With the shuffle. The shuffle going down. Yeah.
The chef shuffle.
Yeah.
And the,
this is the house that Thong built. Yeah.
Yes. Definitely.
Now, let me ask you. Millie Vanilli, you dated one, Millie or Vanilli?
Rob or Fab?
Rob.
Now, did you know that they were lip syncing everything?
I had a feeling because they could barely speak English, and they never rehearsed, and it was weird.
So,
I always felt like there was something up.
Girl, you knew it was true.
I kind of knew it was true.
Were you there when it happened? When it all came out?
No. I hung out with him for like a hot minute, and that was it. And I was like, it's too much spitting going on. I think that's German, you know.
They were German black, and they spit a lot.
Yeah, it's not the prettiest language.
And how many weeks did you put up with German black spitting?
Probably like a couple months.
A couple months.
Do you want to go to get some breakfast?
A couple months. Yeah.
I love you.
The chest butting got really annoying. I'm kidding.
Come on, baby. Let's celebrate. No.
Yeah.
Come on.
He was kind of gross. Yeah, he wasn't very tidy or health.
He wasn't clean.
He wasn't very fresh.
Sure,
that was a turnoff. That was a turnoff.
Yeah. Non-freshness.
Non-freshness was
stinky
a turnoff.
Stinky balls. Is that what you're saying?
Stinky anything. Just stinky.
Gotta wash those balls.
Just stinky. And when you're like, hey, let's take a shower together. Hey, want to get wet? Let's splash
some
water.
Oh, not so fast.
Like,
let's use soap everywhere.
Yeah.
There we go.
When they're not down to like even do that, you're like, yeah, this isn't going to work out.
Gotta wash them balls.
Oh, you
by
know what
Germans?
Turns me on is when you soap up your armpits and put on deodorant.
That's
so
awesome.
Hot.
Yeah, so tasty.
That's so hot.
That made me hungry.
All right. It's time to play a little game we call.
Oh, no.
Fun with stereotypes.
Okay.
All right, we're going to ask you questions, and you just give us your real answers.
The real answer? Okay.
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 Spandex or leather pants?
Leather pants.
Leather pants? You like that more?
Yeah.
Which one stink? Was it stink with the leather pants?
Oh, I wasn't trying to figure that one out, but they look good on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Rock off. I was listening to Jay Moore one time. He had Perry Farrell on his podcast.
Oh.
And he was saying that he wanted to challenge Guns N' Roses to get back together, and they have he called it Get in the Ring, Motherfucker, where Guns N' Roses versus Jane's Addiction for Battle of Los Angeles. Who wins?
Jane's Addiction.
Whoa!
Wow!
Only because I think that Guns N' Roses, A, would never do it. Too much ego, too much freaking out going on, too many pirates on the ship, and I think the other guys are scrappy.
Now, did you ever hang out with Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
How were they? Was it Crazy Town?
Yeah, they're head cases sometimes.
Like not the fun crazy.
Not the good time crazy. Right. Yeah, like Slash was cool, Duff was cool, but like there's a lot of issue to be dealt with Axl at all times. So, you know. And Dave Navarro was like witty, fun, awesome. Perry Farrell's kind of a weirdo too, so
We saw him at the AVNs. We saw Dave Navarro.
Gareth was like, there's Dave Navarro.
Yeah, he does porn now. He produces porn.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
In his real life and for his company.
Yeah. Apparently he does well. I don't know. I saw him at an event and he told me that's what he did. And I was like, wow.
That's what I'm into now.
All right.
He's two ticks away from Chris Angel. Let's be honest.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
He's knocking on the door.
Would you have you ever dated any magicians?
No.
Nobody?
I think that's like dating a puppeteer.
We got a lot of puppeteers listening to the show.
Like right now, a puppeteer was like, well, fuck that. Time for bed. Not reading that fucking book. All right, I'll read it. Come on, Mr. Marbles. Let's go to bed.
Oh, my God, Chris.
Better party drug, 8-Ball or Speedball?
Ew. I guess an 8-Ball. I hate needles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Needles are gross.
Needles are gross. Okay. Yeah. Rock slut or Cocor?
Rock slut.
Rock Sorry. Slut. Yeah. Prefer that over Cocor.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. I'm not going to say I'm not Alex Trebek. This isn't Jeopardy. I'm just throwing shit out there.
What is not Cocor?
I'm not holding it against you. It's all good.
Now we're going to come full circle with the last question.
Okay. What?
What killed hair metal more, hip-hop or grunge?
Grunge. And hip hop, but I think grunge definitely. Yeah, it was a significator when Janie went into his label that had the warrant right behind the front door, and he walked in. He came home and he saw that it was being replaced by Alice in Chains. He came home like, oh,
wow!
And he couldn't even. I was like, what the fuck happened? What's going on? He just didn't even know. And that's exactly how it was, like overnight, like that.
And they just couldn't get back.
It kind of still hasn't gotten back. I mean, it's trying kind of like to, come around recently, but like not like that, no.
Do you like modern rock right now? Is anything good
stuff,
out there?
Yeah.
Who do you listen to?
I mean, I don't really, not like it was back then. I like Incubus. That's not really, I mean, it's kind of nerdy rock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, the only rock really I listen to.
They have a lot of good songs.
He's an amazing writer. Yeah. I mean, I love his voice, and he's sexy as shit.
Yeah, he's so hot, right? Yeah.
Super nerdy sexy, right? Yeah. Guys hate them. Guys are all like, Incubus. I love them.
Me and Sam are quiet.
Women love shit rock.
Yeah, not a peep from you guys. Hey.
Real quick, 1 minute. Kevin Costner's house. What happened?
Awesome story. First chapter. I end up almost catching his bedroom on fire, but it was one freaky incident after the next. I was just completely on a good one and hadn't slept in 2 days, and it was just I was on fire. It was just like retarded.
Literally,
I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Just the Costner's place might burn it down.
It's awesome. If you ever want to read a chapter, read the first one. That's the good one.
I love that. You were awesome.
Thank you.
I hope you had fun. Thank you
I
so
did.
Much for
I
coming
totally
in
had
here.
Fun. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for having
thank
me.
For
What's
coming.
The name of your boyfriend's band?
He's doing a solo thing right
oh,
now.
That's like awesome.
How'd
awesome.
You know he was in a band?
Did you guys, I don't know. I took a shot at it. I don't know. I'm saying your
he's
history, his look.
Singer.
Let's put it together.
No.
Was this a Tinder hiccup? Hiccup, hookup.
Actually,
hiccup.
It was.
It was?
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
Gareth, reinstall.
That's what I'm saying.
Believe in your. Look, we got love here.
It was. Can you believe that?
Now, when you saw her on, I know you can't talk, just yes or no. When you saw her on Tinder, were you like, what the fuck? Whoa, real one? Real one? Good one?
He thought I was a catfish, he said.
I'd be thinking that.
I didn't even know what that meant. I was like, I thought you were a catfish.
You look like the people who hang out on the second floor of Cisco's.
No, really?
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah, the catfish people, they're always like, hey, sorry, it's hard to come out in the sun sometimes. Like, oh, God.
No, he thought I wasn't real. He thought it was a fake profile.
Why did you only put up one picture?
No, it's connected to your Facebook, so it shows like the top five of your Facebook photos. And he thought I might be fat. He said,
no,
"It's too good to be true."
You look 20.
Thank you.
You look amazing, Bobby Brown.
That's probably why it works out with a thing like that. He's like,
"Well, no,
you'd
I
be
had
fat.
Like a weird shot where my arms were kind of," and I go, "I can see where you
that
say,
is
that
a crazy
be,
thing yeah. that girls do on those it's profiles." True. Yeah. They're either cartoons, they're pictures of their kids, or you're like, where's your arm?
Yeah.
Where's your fucking arm?
That's a giveaway.
They're like, want to meet up? You're
apparently.
Like, where's your fucking arm?
Yeah.
Show me your arm, we can hang.
And sometimes you can have
that's
like
brilliant.
A fat arm look, and they wonder, is the rest of her body fat like that?
Always. And I don't know what the plan is when we meet. What's the plan when we meet? You're just going to be like, sorry. Want to fuck still? You're like, your arm.
Yeah, what do you think's going to happen there? Talk your way through it?
That's why I don't understand it. Like, the end game is what? To just be like, sorry, you drove here. Yeah. You're like, well, what the fuck?
Big arms.
Sounds like a cliffhanger. One more time. Bobby Brown, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
The book is Dirty Rocker Boys.
Yes.
Please check it out. It's great. I will be at the House of Comedy in Minnesota. I'm actually staying in a hotel in the Mall of America. Who's jealous of me? Okay.
Awesome.
I'm good. Does anyone got anything they want to push? Charlie. Yeah, just grab,
Dirty Cakes, House of Blues, February 27th, Wild Ride at the Whiskey, March 7th.
Okay.
It's going to be a great 30th birthday weekend for me.
All right, well, I'll be
Happy
there.
Birthday.
30th birthday.
Anything you push?
Go to naughtyshow.net. Go to iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. Take the review. Email it to naughtyshowpodcast@gmail.com, and we will mail you a signed postcard as a thank you, Illuminati.
Real quick, then we gotta go.
I don't think I have anything the week that this airs.
All right. Well, guys, great show, great time. Love you.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Love you too. Thank
You're the
you.
Best,
thank
and we'll
you.
See you.
Or maybe Playboy. I'll be at Flappers. I might be at Flappers all week.
Okay, PlayboyRadio.com.
But at the end of the day, at its core, it's about love.